WTO 11 weather forecast. We've got some sunshine today. 83. It might be the coolest day for a while. I don't know. But yeah, Community Day in Findlay. We're at McDonald's outside. We were a little worried about a thunderstorm coming through, but those all went to the south of us the way it looked. So we've been talking to a lot of folks here at McDonald's, and Tammy Stahl has stopped by. Christian Clearinghouse, good morning.
Good morning, Rex.
And we've had a question over on Facebook and Instagram about places you hung out as a kid in Findlay. You're from Findlay, so...
I am from Findlay.
Where'd you hang out?
I think, you know, Ohio Skate was the place to go back then. So we did a lot of skating around the skating rink. So that was my hangout place.
Were you a skater?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Oh, wow. Absolutely. So
bruises to tell.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I didn't like to fall, that's for sure.
Yeah. No. So. Not good. Yeah, a lot of people have been saying Ohio Skate. So all good. So I don't know if we're on still on the air. Let me make sure. Sorry, Tammy. Yeah, there we go. We're still on.
Well, I'm glad.
I've dumped my phone all over the equipment here, so all good. All right. Christian Clearinghouse, let's talk about some of the things that you do in the community for Christian Clearinghouse.
Yeah, so we are located out at the Family Center, and we see a lot of people with financial emergencies. So people come to us because they need food or help with their rent, or they can't pay their utilities, or they got disconnected with their utilities. And then we can help with just kind of odd needs too, like work boots, or if somebody comes in needing medication. So we can help with a multitude of things if we see that there's a need and we have the dollars to be able to help them. Again, very, very busy agency. We do a lot of referrals, also getting people to other programs in the community that can help them long term. And we are blessed with a lot of volunteers, about 80 volunteers, and just two staff. So we, again, we're just a really, really busy agency helping a lot of people in the community.
Out at Family Center.
Out at the Family Center.
We have one thing you want to talk about, Happy Feet. That kind of goes in with Stuff the Bus a little bit.
Yeah, another month we're going to be out here stuffing the bus out here at McDonald's on Tiffin Avenue. Yeah. And that's just a vital program. As everything in the community, the prices have continued to rise on everything. Families really need help. Last year we served 1,300 children with backpacks and school supplies.
Wow. Yeah.
And then in addition to that, we have a shoe voucher program called Project Happy Feet, which provides a new pair of shoes for kids going back to school in the fall. And everybody knows the importance of having those new shoes when you go into school to start off your school year. So we are able to work with some local merchants. We work with Gabe's and Kohl's and Shoe Sensation, where kids actually get to go to the shoe store and pick out their own pair of shoes. But dollars are always needed for both these programs, or picking up school supplies and backpacks. So, you know, I encourage you to start watching for sales and come out and help us stuff the bus. Monetary donations are always accepted. They can be dropped at our office, on our website at cchsupport.org. The radio station does a really great job of helping us get things going. This year, as we all know, Stonebridge Church is no longer, but Cedar Creek has come in and taken over that. So they're going to be helping us. So the distribution will be still out at the same location, but the sponsors behind it are a little different.
Okay. It's amazing that people are always now looking, since we started Stuff the Bus years ago, there throughout the year, I got a good deal on backpacks, so they keep that, and then they bring it to you, and it kind of kicks off everything.
And imagine 1,300 backpacks are a lot of backpacks.
Right. And that's why we need a bus.
Yeah, absolutely. We do fill that bus up, but it's never enough. We always continue to take those donations in.
Right. I think when it first started, there was maybe 300, 600.
Oh, I think, I think we did 200 or 300 the very first year. So it's like it really has grown. And again, it's not because people want to have to utilize us. It's because they just virtually can't afford. And people want the best for their kids when they're going into school.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Tammy Stahl, Christian Clearinghouse. You've got a golf outing coming up in September.
We do. That's going to be September 6th out at Sycamore Springs. We're looking for teams. We're looking for sponsors. Again, all those proceeds come back to Christian Clearinghouse to help us help with the needs in the community. And if you can put together a team, that's a Friday. So I know some people are still working, but maybe ask your boss if you can have the day off to support a local nonprofit.
Yeah,
we'd really appreciate it.
That's all right.
And again, every penny makes a difference. Every dollar makes a difference. And we just really try to make sure that everybody has their lights on here in the community, that everyone has food in their cupboards, and children aren't going hungry this summer, you know, because they don't have the food in their homes. And it's funny because people think at Christmas time we're the busiest, but it's actually the summer months we become more busy because families are feeding their children from many meals a day as to just maybe one meal a day because they're not getting that breakfast and lunch at schools. So there's just a lot that goes into it. And again, we are really helping a lot of folks that just really struggle here in the community.
Tammy Stahl, Christian Clearinghouse, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Rex.
McDonald's is where we're at, and we have just started here. Community Day in Findlay, much more to come. We've got Aaron Reinhardt, Fox Run Manor, talk to him on the way, and Jordan Davis coming up.